Hey, what's up? Overslept, Chris Lager. It's 11:20 a.m. Really wanted to get up around 9 to drive to Cleveland, so I don't got a lot of time. As usual, I slept later than I should have, and then I have to leave. That's a pretty typical day. Man, I don't know. It's just so easy to shut that alarm off, you know? So I don't know if I'm gonna run. I ran 2 days in a row. Today would be three. I'm gonna try to squeeze it in before I leave. So some of the weirdest fucking dreams too. Let's get into the fucking news. I'm out of sorts. You know, I just don't know what's going on. Let's see. News. Looks like shitty weather out there. Not welcome here. Thousands march against Trump in Belgium. I love Belgium. I always liked it. I went there when I was a kid. I was 14 years old. Went to Belgium with my family. My dad is a he was he's a professor. He taught at this university in Leuven for a summer. So we went there for a month, me and my parents and my brothers. And you could just, as a 14-year-old child, and I got, you know, I looked young even for 14. Me and my brother, who was my older brother, we would go to the bar. We could just sit at the bar and just drink beer all day. And that's what we did. We sat at the bar, smoked cigarettes, drank beer, played pinball. And, you know, my parents were like, "Oh, we're going to this museum. We're going to go see this, like, touristy shit today." But it was like, well, my mom and my dad would be working. And then during the week, we would just get fucking hammered and go home. And, like, for some reason, my parents had no idea. They kept thinking my brother might have been drinking, but they wouldn't even think that I was. I was fucking wrecked. And on the weekends, we'd have to go see some, like, go to the art museums and shit. But we spent so many days doing that, and it was the best. So Belgium's pretty fucking chill that they let children sit in the bar and drink. So, like, fuck it. Yeah, you're gonna. And we met, like, kids there, and they were like, "Yeah, it's not a big deal here. We don't care. It's like, no, it's nothing. It's like, we never understand. Like, we watch American movies, and we don't understand your American teen movies where everybody's trying to get beer." So good on them. Montana special election candidate Greg Guyon Fort body slams report. This is just fucking bananas. I saw this last night. This dude just, and if you listen to the audio, you probably heard it. It's not even like the dude's, like, attacking him. He's asking about the fucking CBO score of the healthcare plan. That's, like, already Republicans are already saying it's not. They got to rewrite it. So it's not even, like, a controversial thing. This dude's, like, a candidate. He's not a part of, like, this. And he just, like, freaks out. And he's like, "You did this last time." And he, like, body slams him. He punches him. And it's just like, this guy's a fucking maniac. And the Republican people, not like, just like people like Laura Ingraham, you know, who's a fucking jerk, who's like, oh, somebody take somebody's lunch. When liberals like attack these people, or I don't know who starts like these like riots at fucking schools when somebody goes to talk. That's not fucking cool. It's totally wrong. Nobody should like. I'm sort of for riots, but not over somebody speaking at a school. I'm for like a class war kind of riot. I mean, I'm not out there doing it, but I'm not. I kind of feel like sometimes like. We just need to fucking. This is even before Trump. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a. I'm a radical, but like in my fucking brain, I'm not like. I'm not out there doing it. You know what I mean? But, yeah, you shouldn't be hitting people. So I'm not like really for violence on a personal level. Because really, it's crazy. You can't do that shit. When that dude punched Richard Spencer, the Nazi, like, I kind of like watching that video. I'll be honest on that one. Because he's a Nazi. But you probably shouldn't even punch him, if you're really going to be honest. So, and that was like one of those black bloc guys. And those guys are fucking, they're the ones that riot. And I'm not, I guess I'm not pro-riot, really. I'm like, pro-revolution in a way, but that's just because, you know, I watch Les Mis and I'm like, man, we should do that shit. That's not that we could successfully have like a people's revolution and, you know, the military shut down, but shouldn't body slam people. That's for yeah. It's wrong. Dude, I finished that Keepers movie, though. I wanted to body slam all those guys. These priests. I think they're all dead, though. Yeah. Catholic Church is fucking... They're fighting against statute of limitation laws. And it's like to extend the statute of limitations where somebody who is abused as a child, just as a child. It's not like if you were abused by a priest, like if you were molested as a child by anyone, you get a few more years to come forward because you're traumatized. And then the Catholic Church sends lawyers to be like, no, this would be the worst for everybody. This is an anti-Catholic law. It's like, anti-Catholic. I thought you guys were supposed to stop this the child rape. And I'm like, oh yeah, of course. That's all done. But let's keep those statute of limitations at where they are. They're fucking pieces of shit. That's like the only. I think that's the only religion that I can say is, you know, the whole system is fucking corrupt for the raping of children. I'm not sure it's the only one. I'm not, but it's the only one that's like very prevalent in the United States that maybe I'm wrong. If there's another one, I'm anti that too. I'm anti the raping of anyone, but children. I think raping anyone's wrong. But they like children there at the Catholic Church. If you're Catholic, I'm sorry, but leave that church. It's bad. And if you're in Montana, don't vote for this Greg. Gamed for it. He's got a temper. Ariana Grande reportedly offers to cover the funeral costs for Manchester attack victims. Well, that's nice of her. I don't know why she would. Well, that's just nice. Okay, good for you, Ariana Grande. It's got to be sad to have a funeral, but then it's like, you know, there's children and stuff, so it's like you got to have this sad funeral and then submit the receipt to Ariana Grande, which is, you got to get that, you know, they're expensive. Funerals are fucking too expensive. There was Adam Rubin said everything about that, so I'm not going to get into it. Look that up. Advertisers begin to pull ads from Fox News' Hannity. Oh, yeah, because he's a piece of shit reporting on that Seth, that conspiracy theory. All right. Don't need me bashing more conservative people. There's just anybody that gets paid off their fucking ideology is suspect. But this is the thing, you got. I say that, and then like, oh, you know, Rachel Maddow. Listen, I've watched Rachel Maddow. I feel like she's seen her say some things that are like, I think you're really kind of focusing on the wrong thing there. Or, you know, but so it's just not to the extreme, man. That these Laura Ingrams and Ann Coulter another gross person, and then Sean Hannity. All right. Multiple airlines enact policies restricting photo video use on planes. Well, this doesn't. What's this about? This I'm going to have to actually click through. I've just been reporting on headlines. What's going on here? Multiple airlines, including United Airlines, American Airlines, Delta Airlines, and Southwest Airlines, have policies that prohibit customers from filming or photographing other customers or airline employees without their consent. Okay, so I can still watch movies on the plane. But that's, that's so you don't get video of them dragging somebody in the aisle. That's not going to stop anybody. Fucking dummies. Airlines are shit. All of them. Let's see. Sheriff, if you say, okay, that's about the same thing. What time is it? Let me see. All right, I'm going to have to wrap this up. Not that it wasn't fun for me. Probably wasn't fun for you. It was kind of shitty episode. But like I said, got to go, got to pack, got to ride. That whole fucking deal. So I'll talk to you guys tomorrow from Cleveland. I think all the shows sold out, so you can't get no tickets. But if you're going, let me know. And just email me for whatever. Chris at chrislaker.com. And yeah. Talk to you tomorrow. We love you.